ABC News.
ABC News with Satyam Weinstein. Unions are welcoming the federal government's commitment to the Fair Work Commission to fund a pay increase for aged care workers. The unions have been calling for a wage rise of 25%, and while it stopped short of nominating a figure in its submission to the commission, Labor's reiterated its election promise to cover the cost of any hike. A prominent expert in crop science and agriculture says soaring food prices due to food insecurity are impacting vulnerable communities. Experts are warning that Australia needs to decrease agricultural exports in a bid to increase domestic food supply. Taiwan officials' central news agency is reporting that the army will hold military exercises this week to simulate defending the self-governed island against an invasion by China. Officials say anti-landing drills will take place in Pingtung County on Tuesday and Thursday. They'll include snipers, armored vehicles, and attack helicopters. It comes after Beijing confirmed its extension of military exercises surrounding Taiwan in retaliation for U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to the self-ruled island last week. And the International Nuclear Watchdog has heard alarming reports from Ukrainian officials that Russia's military actions could cause widespread nuclear contamination in a Chernobyl-style catastrophe. Ukraine and Russia have accused each other of shelling the Zaporizhia power plant, where Ukrainian workers are still operating on the site in Russian-held territory. There have been calls for third-party intervention at high-risk power plants to avoid any possible nuclear catastrophes. ABC News.